What shape is your salt? Not your salt shaker, but the salt itself that you may put on your food. You probably never thought about it, but once upon a time, the shape of your salt may have influenced you to purchase one brand over another. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, and it's brought to you by Dryshod Waterproof Boots, the world's most wearable rubber boot. It's what I wear on our farm, and many of our listeners have been messaging me about their experiences as well. One wrote, "The soles are holding up so much better than the last few pairs of the other brand of boots." Another listener said, "I got my husband Dryshod boots and I'm a believer. He doesn't complain about his back hurting when coming home after wearing them all day. These boots are great for the farm, ranch, hunting, outdoors, or just about any situation you want to throw at them. There are several styles and types, and I can attest, they are farm tough." Check them out at dryshodusa.com.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Myron Marcotte began a 45-year salt mining career with the Cary Salt Company in Hutchinson, Kansas. That company began in the 1920s under the direction of Emerson Cary. Cary Salt became known worldwide thanks to their marketing efforts to differentiate a product many of us would regard as all the same.
Their salt was round. Salt is, by nature, a cube. But they would dump vegetable oil in their brine to lubricate the equipment in the salt production mechanisms, and that made the salt round.
And of course, round salt is better than cube salt, right?
So they would advertise it as the amazing round salt. You know, it's a gimmick, but it apparently worked.
The salt mines below Hutchinson, Kansas continued to grow as the Cary Salt Company grew as well. Salt was an important item in households, and the Cary Company was diligent in all kinds of marketing efforts.
They would also publish all kinds of recipes involving salt, how to pickle things, how to do all that stuff. That was very popular.
Emerson Cary passed away in 1933. The family continued to operate the company for several decades before it sold. It remains a very large and important business here. And while the Cary family does not own the mine, the legacy of Emerson Cary can be seen in many places around town.
There's still the Cary Park in southern Hutchinson, an enormous park. There's three streets named Cary Streets. There's a part of town called Caryville where he had a lot of his land holdings and he would sell a lot of it to his employees at a really good price.
And you can come here and take tours of the salt mine as well. It's quite a sight to see as you experience the past and present of the important local industry. Traveling the countryside in Hutchinson, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.